The Chad Olsen Show. The Chad Olsen Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. S-O-S. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olsen Show at the podcast page at ChadOlsenShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsenShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olsen Show. Chad Olsen Show.
More than 100 Facebook pages connected to far-right organizations spread anti-Western narratives.
Yeah. And they're in Georgian language.
Yes, in Georgian.
The Alliance of Patriots Party, which came third in elections in 2016, claims homosexuality is a Western disease and that NATO membership will cause another war with Russia.
You're fighting a losing battle. Is that how you would characterize it?
Yes, because of what we see, the groups of these people is increasing, the audience number is increasing, and...
And you heard some of the claims right there that they're calling disinformation or misinformation. Apparently, if you suggest that having Ukraine become the newest member of NATO is an open provocateuring of the Russian nation that will lead directly to warfare. Well, of course, you're engaged in misinformation, disinformation, westernized propaganda against the people of Ukraine and the peaceful democracies of Eastern Europe. And the lunacy to believe that NATO or the United States, Joe Biden, the puppet dictatorship both of the United States and of Ukraine, could be in the business of placing strategic weaponry 2 or 3 minutes flight time from Moscow and not have there be some kind of response from Russia, even setting aside the issues of biowarfare and these BSL-4 laboratories, BSL-3, 4, and 5 laboratories that are being placed around the outskirts of Russia. This is not some new conversation. You look at the effectiveness in the mainstream media in blocking out this information from the American public. And I want to read from an article that was published on MSN. And so presumably this would have been information that would have been at the disposal of MSNBC as well. This article, you have the date. Let's find the date for that. It is August 10th of 2021. So going back last year, we'll just read a portion of this. In this context, China and Russia would like to call for attention that the United States and its allies overseas military biological activities, over 200 U.S. biological laboratories deployed outside its national territory, function as an opaque and non-transparent manner, cause serious concern and question among the international community over its compliance with the Bioweapon Charter. What they refer to there is that even the existence of these laboratories, whether it's inside the boundaries of the United States or whether it's in one of the former Soviet satellite states, like in Tbilisi, Georgia, or in Lutsk, Ukraine, or any of the 8 or 10 other facilities and suspected bioweapon laboratory facilities inside the nation of Ukraine, the very existence of these is a violation of that, the bioweapon treaties and international law regarding bioweapon warfare that's been in place since the Geneva Convention. This is a violation on every single front. What the Western media is doing and running interference for this deliberate provocateuring of Russia. And again, you can't talk about any of this without being called a Russophile or a traitor to the United States or somebody, you know, who's certainly not loyal to America down to their very marrow. And I'll tell you right here, right now, plainly and succinctly, we are occupied by an enemy force. Our government is an occupying junta in the same way that Ukraine is occupied by the deep state globalist junta that Vladimir Putin is talking about. Watching this play out, all of this could have been avoided. Don't push for Ukrainian membership into NATO. None of this happens. Maybe don't put 8 or 10 bioweapons laboratories on the border of Russia. Very possibly you don't see this military operation take place. But there's so many skeletons for the deep state to keep buried in the nation of Ukraine, not the least of which is that very hefty and generous, juicy paycheck to Hunter Biden from Burisma. And, of course, the open bribery that his Papa Joe Biden undertook in conditioning $1.5 billion in American foreign aid to Ukraine on the stoppage of corruption prosecution in that famous piece of videotape so long ago. All of it is about to come spilling out. Question is, how far are the deep state monsters willing to go to make sure that those secrets stay buried? And does that include brooking thermonuclear war with the nation of Russia? Need to pray for the future of humanity and for the truth to be the guiding light of salvation in this very perilous time. Find the podcast, www.chadolsonshow.com. This is the SOS Radio Network.
Chad Olson Show.
And Texas and New York, and we go to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! What are you, some kind of nutcase?
The Chad Olson Show.